You're listening to National Prison Radio, and welcome to the new Transition and Hope series brought to you in partnership with INGEUS. We have put this series together to remind you that as you move forward through your prison sentence, support from organisations such as INGEUS and the opportunities to transform your life are within your reach. Transition can feel uncertain, but it's also a powerful chance to create a future that works for you. I'm in the offices of INGEUS, who are one of the many providers of after-prison care, and today we discuss transition and hope with Carrie. Carrie is the Director of Justice Services for INGEUS, and Carrie, I'd like to welcome you to National Prison Radio.
Thank you.
So, Carrie, you were employed as the Director of Justice Services for INGEUS. Can you tell me about how you got into this role and what your day-to-day job looks like?
Okay, so I've worked in and around justice services for many, many years. I started working with the probation service in Leicestershire and Rutland, and eventually I went off to do my training. I became a probation officer, then just worked with probation services and in prisons for many years, and moved over to INGEUS in 2015, and I've been supporting them ever since. INGEUS deliver a whole range of services for people on probation, people in prison and people leaving prison as part of our justice division. INGEUS, you may have heard of other services they deliver as well. They support people into employment and lots of other things across the country. But within justice, we support people coming out of prison and on probation. And we deliver services in personal well-being, in supporting people into accommodation, employment, help with debt, people who've got substance misuse issues, a whole range of services in quite a few places up and down the country, quite a number of prisons. And so my role really is to make sure that all those services are delivered to the best possible quality, and that we're delivering really good outcomes for the people that we work with.
The INGEUS Academy and the Peer Mentoring Training Programme allow people with lived experience of the criminal justice system to become involved with INGEUS. Can you talk to me about the Peer Mentor and Training Programme and the Academy as a whole?
Yeah, so it's absolutely a first principle for us at INGEUS to have lived experience at the heart of everything that we do. And so for many years we have developed our Academy. And essentially, everybody who works for INGEUS Justice is really passionate about spotting talent amongst the people that we deliver services to, and then, you know, to suggest to them that they might be interested in becoming a peer mentor. And then people can, if they want to, start our peer mentor training, which we've delivered over many years, and then start to volunteer with us when they've completed that training. From there, we've created lots of opportunities for people to move into paid positions with us. And I'm really proud to say that I think it's 53 members of our team across the country, so that's 17% of our workforce, have got lived experience of the justice system. And that just adds such a strength to everything that we deliver. Because it means we've got the insight, we know what works, we're credible. It makes a difference, I think, when someone's sitting in front of you and can say, well, you know, I know what you're talking about because I've been there and I faced those similar obstacles. And, you know, this is how I've transitioned, this is how I've changed my life, and I can help you to do the same. So it's hugely beneficial for us as an organisation. It means we're much more effective, I think, than we would be without that. But also, it's obviously hugely beneficial for the peer mentors themselves, because it gives them the opportunity, they'll often tell me, to feel like they're giving something back, that the years that maybe they've previously felt had been wasted are now, you know, really worth something because they're able to use that experience to help others. It helps them to demonstrate to themselves and their families and everybody else what they're capable of. And of course, it helps them into employment. And as we know, employment is so important for all of us. It's not just about being able to be independent and look after ourselves and look after our families, but it's about our self-esteem, it's about our social network. So yeah, at INGEUS we really believe that employment is absolutely key, and INGEUS Academy is one of the ways that we support that.
Carrie, that's absolutely amazing, and it's brilliant to hear the work that INGEUS are doing for people with lived experience. On the back of that, have you faced any challenges with the system when offering people with criminal records either employment with INGEUS or other organisations who may be partners with yourselves?
Well, I think that there is a growing recognition across employers, and I think, you know, New Futures Network and Unlock, a whole range of organisations have really helped over the years employers to realise that, you know, if they're not going to employ people with convictions, then they're missing out on a whole lot of talent and opportunities there. So I think things have really turned around from years ago when I think it was so difficult for people with convictions to find employment. I think that is definitely changing. And I think, you know, I know a lot of people who've gone into really successful careers with convictions. So obviously, being a company that supports people into employment, we want to be part of that, and we want to employ people with convictions also. But we recognise, of course, that there are things that need to be taken into consideration, and because we're working with people who can be vulnerable, you know, so we have to make sure that any risks are understood and managed, and that's why we have to go through the vetting system. It's right and proper, but obviously sometimes it can put an obstacle in the way, and somebody's conviction on paper can look pretty scary sometimes, and it, you know, people might think, well, actually I don't think that person should be in a role where they're working with vulnerable people. But what we can bring to that is proper, you know, full risk assessment, and we can show how people can change, have changed, have moved on, and how those risks can be managed. And we can balance that with all of the really good stuff that people can bring. So yeah, it can be a challenge, but I think everybody is on board and knows that, you know, it's something that we need to really not just say a straight no, but to really examine how we can help that person into that role. I think as well, it's really important that everybody listening to this knows that, you know, there absolutely is hope, and you know, there are so many opportunities for people, and yes, of course, you know, that there will be obstacles along the way, and you know, we work with a lot of people who face those obstacles, but they can be overcome. You know, there are some things that you won't be able to do, but there are lots of things that you will be able to do. So I think it's really taking responsibility for your future and being positive and communicating with people and helping them to see how much you've got to give. And I would say there's absolutely every reason to be positive about your future, and positive that there are opportunities out there for you, and lots of organisations like ours working to create more and more of those opportunities.
And on the back of that, Carrie, what advice can you give to anyone who may be sat there today who's listening to this, coming towards the end of the prison sentence and is worried that they may not have all the support they need upon release?
The support is definitely out there. You need to work alongside your probation practitioner and, you know, any of the services that you referred into. But ultimately, this is your future. This is your transition into sort of the next stage of your life. And it's really up to you. What I always say to everybody who works at Ingeus is we have to make sure that our services are the best that they can be, so that when you come to us and you are ready to change, and you have to be ready to change, then we are there to meet you, and we can do everything within our power to support you with your future. But it is up to you. We deliver a program called Goals UK, which you may have heard of, but there's a couple of sort of mottos really that are part of Goals, which are nobody's coming, which is really, you know, if you want your life to change, nobody's going to bang on the door and say, hey, we've got an exact, you know, map for you here. This is how we're going to do it. You know, it's up to you. It really is up to you. And another one of the mottos is if it's to be, it's up to me, that which is part of that same message. So it is down to you, but that's my message. We're all here to support you, but you need to really want it.
Thank you so much, Carrie. Whether it's building confidence and resilience, finding employment, improving your money management skills, finding a place to live, or setting achievable goals, the support to help you make it happen. This is your journey, and each step forward can be filled with hope and endless possibilities. Ingeus are one of several different providers of after-prison care. So make sure you speak to your prison offender manager to make sure you've got the right support lined up for release.